With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman is looking to beef up sports tourism in the watercraft racing sector. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
Cayman has a long history of seafaring, and how young Caymanians get to sea may be different these days. Their devotion to the ocean is still seen.
While many of our young people no longer go to sea on oil tankers, the tradition is carried on by many of those who are now successful boat captains, offering charters to visitors, ranging from snorkeling to fishing and others. Another way that this significant area of our culture manifests itself is in our young people who take part in the sport of watercraft racing.
Tourism Minister the Honorable Kenneth Bryan says those racers have struggled to find a, quote, adequate location to train and compete.
I am pleased to have partnered with my ministerial colleagues in the District of Northside and East End to establish water sports zones attached to the seaside of public parks in the districts, which are located at Kaibo Public Beach and at Colliers Beach in East End. Additionally, Mr. Speaker, I am pleased to announce that I have also agreed with my ministerial colleague from Bordentown East to establish a water sports zone at the new public beach in Pease Bay, Bordentown.
He says these new water sports zones will facilitate spectator participation at local races.
Because of the name that the Caymanian competitors have established internationally, connections have been made which have resulted in international competitors traveling to the Cayman Islands to participate in local races. These connections have also created sports tourism opportunities whereby we can now host international circuit racing at several quality locations across Grand Cayman.
The minister is hoping to set up watercraft zones in West Bay and Cayman Brac as well in the future. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. You can check out the layout for the new zones online at caymanport.com. A Cayman swimmer shines with a new personal best at the British Universities and Colleges Championships. Radio Cayman's Paula Cal has the details.
At the 2024 Charifta Swimming Championships, Will Sellers of the Cayman Islands capped off his career with a personal best, earning a bronze medal in the 100-meter backstroke with a time of 1 minute 0.27 seconds, split 28.93. Now competing for Surrey University in the UK, Sellers continues to excel in the pool. At the 2025 British Universities and Colleges Long Course Championships in Sheffield, England, Sellers recorded a time of 1 minute 1.19 seconds, split 29.50 in the 100-meter backstroke, placing 28th. He improved his time in the mixed relay heats later in the morning, clocking 1 minute 0.92 seconds, split 29.22, and helping Surrey A secure a second swim with the 12th place finish at a total time of 4 minutes 10 seconds, 0.03. In the B final, Sellers led off with a blistering start, recording a new personal best of 59.16, split 28.43. This performance surpassed his previous best of 59.21, achieved at the 2024 CCCAN Championships in Mexico. Sellers' season has been marked by remarkable achievements, including lowering the national and school record for the 800-meter short course freestyle twice. The record now stands at 8 minutes 18.27 seconds set at the National Winter Championships in December. As the season progresses, Sellers aims to break the 59-second mark in the 100-meter backstroke long course and challenge the 8-minute mark in the 800-meter freestyle race in the small pool. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Paul Akal.
Thank you, Paul. The Cayman Islands Angling Club is thrilled to announce that registration is now open for the 8th annual BK Big Fish Tournament. This is set to take place from March 14th through the 16th of this year. This highly anticipated event promises to be a highlight on the angling calendar, attracting top fishing talent from around the region. The fishing days for the tournament are scheduled for March 14th through the 16th, with the awards dinner taking place on March 17th at 7 p.m. As a special early bird offer, the first 60 teams to register will be entered into a $5,000 cash prize draw, making it an exciting opportunity for early participants. Additionally, every team that registers will receive over $1,000 in swag, including a limited edition Cobra VHF radio, adding even more value to this prestigious event. Anglers are encouraged to secure their spot and prepare for an unforgettable experience on the waters of the Cayman Islands. Islands. For more information and to register, visit the official registration site, bigfishregistration.burgerking.ky. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports. For this evening, I'm Dion Anglin.